We're back on Hawk Hill Sports, Radio 1851. Our number here is 610-660-1098. So what we're going to do now, I did a mock draft, NFL mock draft, because I was bored earlier today after my exam.
Things Tim does when he's bored.
Hashtag.
Hashtag things Tim does when he's bored. NFL mock drafts.
Get that trending. Have that on your trend list.
Yeah, there we go. But so we had the idea to do our own NFL mock draft as a group. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with Andrew. He's going to be the, just a kind of overview, he's going to be the Texans.
H-Town.
He's going to make their pick. Then Kevin's going to be the Rams. He's going to make their pick. I'm going to be the Jaguars. I'm going to make their pick, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to base this off of our own personal likes of players, what positions we think these teams need. So we're going to do the whole first round. So, and feel free to chime in with your opinion on our picks. Again, 610-660-1098. Houston Texans are on the clock.
All right. I'm gonna
By the way, sorry. I'm going to be posting this mock draft on our Facebook page as soon as it's done. Yes. So keep an eye out for that. All right, go ahead.
All right. So I'm going to walk you through the draft room in my Houston Texans place. We're in Houston, I think.
Houston, we have a problem.
Nice. It's nice out here. So a lot of people are thinking that we were trying to get a quarterback in here, which we kind of need. But my problem is that I do think that there's very rarely that you have a transcendent type of talent on the board. And sometimes you just have to pick not by need, especially when you're at the top, but just something that you can't get through trading or through free agency. And I think that I can find myself maybe a Josh Freeman or something of that nature that can win me things, but I can't find myself a Jadeveon Clowney. And pairing him with JJ Watt, we will have hopefully a lethal defense going forward. And as the Seahawks have shown, you can win. Defense wins championships, and I need to get myself a somewhat decent quarterback in here, and then eventually we'll be moving in the right direction. So Jadeveon Clowney, put it in the books.
Good pick. That's why I have my mock draft. That's why I have the Texans taking. And we said it, I guess, last week or so. I think he's the real deal, and I think it would be a mistake if they didn't take him.
He's a freak among freaks. That's really what everybody keeps saying.
So. All the hype was around him for a reason. As much as I love Johnny Manziel, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Would have done the exact same thing. So Clowney goes one. And then next up, the St. Louis Rams. Picking, by the way, with the pick of the Washington Redskins, who went 3-13 this past year.
Shout out.
Big shout out.
Shout out.
To the burgundy and gold. But the Rams, they made what looks like a good trade. And they were definitely looking at Jadeveon Clowney. Should he have slipped? Mm-hmm. Should the Texans have taken Johnny Manziel? Did not happen. Here in St. Louis, we like our quarterback. We like Sam Bradford.
We don't know why, but
we're not sure why, but we do. And we think, we're going to hypothesize that the reason he hasn't been as successful as we believe he can be, offensive line. All right? So with that being said, we're going to take who we believe to be the best pass blocking O lineman in the draft, Jake Matthews from Texas A&M. Protect the blind side of Sam B. Upgrade that offensive line. Hopefully, our stud quarterback that we drafted number one overall so many years ago,
he's going to pay off eventually.
He's going to start doing things. So we will select Jake Matthews, and we will hold our heads very high.
That's a good pick. I mean, I'll try not to keep doing this throughout the I had them taking an offensive tackle as well. I had Glenn Robinson from Auburn going to the Rams.
Okay.
Just personal preference, I'd take him over Matthews. But
Auburn has some load bearers down there.
They do need an offensive tackle.
They always do.
All right, Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock. They need a quarterback.
Right.
They haven't had one since Mark Brunell.
Loved Mark Brunell, by the way. I had a Mark Brunell jersey for the longest time.
That dude used to drop back about 25 yards. And
he was old. You didn't get good Mark Brunell. You had Redskins Mark Brunell.
That's true.
So they need a quarterback. They need to take the best available quarterback. And they also need to consider that nobody goes to those games. They need to fill those seats. They need to start making some money.
I know
where we're going.
So the best available quarterback to me, as the Jaguars GM, and the guy who will fill seats, Johnny Manziel, Texas A&M.
Okay.
And everyone else that's not locked the Jaguars is so upset that they lost a talent named Johnny Manziel to the Jaguars.
Yep.
Just to die.
Where
dreams go to die.
Jacksonville. Do you think that's on the sign as you enter Jacksonville? Welcome to Jacksonville, where dreams come to die.
It's not. It should be.
Yeah, they're working on it.
Shahid Khan kills millions of dreams every day.
All right, so we hit the Browns, who also
sad place to hit.
Need a quarterback.
Another place where dreams go to die.
Yeah.
Dreams are kind of already dead there.
I think you're picking at need at this point. There's nobody that is just overbearingly good at talent-wise like Jadeveon Clowney, so we just really need a quarterback to turn this thing around. Obviously, it comes down to Blake Bortles and Teddy Bridgewater. And unlike most people lately, I feel like I'm just not sold on Bortles that much. And I'm going to take Teddy Bridgewater, who
Teddy ball game.
Was easily supposed to be the consensus number one quarterback coming into the year, and then kind of dropped off as new names came out. But I'm going to stick with the original hype a little bit. I don't think he deserved to get dropped that low, and I think he's just going to be a solid quarterback. So at the very least, we have ourselves a good starter to build around as we move forward. So
good pick.
Let's go Browns.
Let's go Browns.
Every time I think of Brandon Whedon, I just laugh.
I thought about drafting LeBron James, by the way.
At tight end, receiver. I just laugh at the Brandon Whedon experiment. That was
the worst.
Such a poorly, ill-conceived decision from the start in my eyes. All right. So, Cleveland's got Teddy ball game, Teddy Bridge. Oakland Raiders are next up on the clock. And out here in the Oak Town, all right, we love our speed. We love our speed out here in Oaktown.
Can't teach fast.
You cannot teach fast. Just
can't teach tall either.
Just win, baby. And so, with that said, the guy who's just stupid fast in this draft, Sammy Watkins, wide receiver from Clemson. It's just an Oakland pick. makes sense.
Such an Oakland pick.
You know, I'd love to see Watkins go to a team where they would be able to make full use of his talents.
I'd also love to buy an Oakland Raiders Watkins jersey. I feel like that would just look sick.
Sammy Watkins is going to be a stud.
Yeah.
Oakland needs a stud receiver.
He's a playmaker.
They need a whole new offense. They don't have a quarterback. They don't have a running back. McFadden's a free agent.
I think the problem I could conceive with this pick, even though I do think it's such an Oakland pick, and I'm not complaining, but like, who's
what
gonna,
we do here?
Is Pryor's going to get him the ball?
Well, hopefully not forever.
I mean, they can't both run with the ball. One
I can
of them
see them
has
using
to.
A second round pick on a quarterback too, mm-hmm. and you know, and if not, do they like McGloin? I think they like McGloin or Pryor. I think they might ride with one of those guys.
I think they like Pryor.
Well, either way, I think they need someone to throw the ball to.
Yeah,
and Sammy Watkins is the best receiver in this draft, and I think that's a good pick, Kevin.
Thanks, Tim.
I approve.
I think it's mediocre at best.
I just think it's just something.
Again, that was a mediocre pick.
It's
mediocre.
It's what Al would want.
He's smiling somewhere. Sammy's going to look great in the silver and black.
There you go.
So I was going to say silver and gold. And
you're going to buy a Raiders jersey?
Although silver and gold would be a sick team. Color combination.
Cool. I like people feel like there needs to be more green and gold.
Green
like
and
dark
gold.
Green and gold.
Yeah.
Is there any?
Green Bay.
I mean like gold.
Shiny.
Like Saints
yeah,
gold.
No, I don't think there's any gold for with green.
All right, Jeff.
Make it happen.
You do that. All right. I'm back on the clock as The Atlanta Falcons, my pick to win the NFC last year.
LOL.
ended up with the number six pick.
It's their own pick.
I mean, they don't need receivers, obviously. They don't need a quarterback. What they need is an offensive line.
Okay.
And I'm going to take the best available offensive lineman, and that is Greg Robinson, Auburn.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that shores up the O-line there in the A.
For
Hotland Matty Ice. Yeah, get Matty Ice some protection.
He needs it.
Yep, let him sling to Roddy and Julio and the fellas.
Are you tossing it over to the Bucks?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Do you guys see their new unis?
Oh, they're horrible.
You don't like them?
I do not like those.
Oh, I like them.
I kind of like them,
too. I like them. I'm normally not a fan of, like, these outrageous designs. Yeah. I think they did a good job.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't like the helmet. The logo's too big. It's too shiny.
Mm-hmm.
But the jerseys are nice, and I approve of them. I hate what Jacksonville did. Nike is going to take over all the... Like pretty soon every team's going to be having a different jersey. Cleveland already said they're getting a new jersey next year.
Which I don't like. I kind of like the Browns.
It might be like a variation of what they already have, but we'll see.
I think the Buccaneers just looks like the XFL came back to life.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like to me.
I can see where you're
there are worse things in the world than the XFL coming back to life.
There's just a lot going on.
Not money.
That and slam ball both need to come back.
Slam ball needs to come back. Real.
I don't know why that
Where
stopped.
Where can we play slam ball?
I would love to play slam ball. I agree. Yeah, I looked into finding applications back in the day, and that was a thing.
That was great.
Oh.
Application? You applied to play?
You could apply. Yeah, you had to go to tryouts to make the team, and I was like, who's applying to it? Apparently a lot of people. I did not get a call back. They did not hit me with the
what are your qualifications?
Acceptance
lever. Trampolines.
I have a 7-foot hoop in my backyard.
I'm in ninth grade and I played basketball before.
What else do you want?
Exactly.
I don't want a real job.
We don't want a lawsuit on our hands. You're not invited. All right. Tampa Bay,
back on track.
Exactly. Slam ball just gets you there.
7th pick of the draft.
So, I am thinking that we were not prepared to have a quarterback slip this low that we had high on our draft board. I literally cannot even... Who's my quarterback right now? Why can't I think of his name?
Mike Glennon.
Mike Glennon.
Oh, Mike Glennon's not that bad.
But he's not that good either. The fact that you just said not that bad is making me think he's not our franchise player. So at the very least, maybe we have 1 year of Mike Glenn and see what we got going, but I don't think we're that bad at this point. We just don't have a great offense, and I think that starts with Mike Glennon, and hopefully he comes in and can tutor Blake Bortles as we draft him.
I think if you draft Bortles, you got to start him.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I'm assuming because he's my franchise quarterback of the future, I'm anticipating that he just plays his way into the starting lineup anyways. Now, I'm prepared to sit him for a little bit if I need to, but yes, I'm assuming that he's going to be starting at least the majority of our games, even the first year.
All right.
Okay. BB, Blake Bortles, checking in.
Mr. Meyer, 610-660-1098. Chime in. All right, who's up? Minnesota Vikings?
Vikings are on the clock, and we were looking very hard at Mr. Bortles.
Yeah.
That would have been a good pick. I mean, currently we are looking at Matt Cassel, Christian Ponder, Josh Freeman. These are our quarterbacks that we have playing in real Vikings uniforms. That needs to change, but it doesn't look like that's going to be something that changes at this point in the draft.
No love for Derek Carr?
Not here. Not here. We are picking, what, 8th?
Yeah.
A slight reach, I'm saying. But another thing the Vikings need, they need everything.
Everything.
But running back, I suppose. Sort of like the Raiders, they need a lot of things. They need playmakers, and they need playmakers on offense. So for that reason, I'm going down to Texas A&M, and I'm drafting wide receiver Mike Evans.
Ooh.
Oh.
All right.
He's going to be a good receiver.
He's going to be a good receiver. This draft has a lot of good receivers and might be a little bit of a run started here by the Vikes with this pick. But, I mean, Cordarrelle Patterson showed some flashes towards the end of the year. Didn't do much at the beginning. But otherwise, you're looking at Greg Jennings, who's not getting any younger, Jerome Simpson. That's just a position that needs upgrading. You need a lot of fresh faces. And you give Evans, you know, his first couple years in the league to develop. Maybe by that time you've had a couple more drafts, and he's a, you know, legitimate number one target. So we're might be a bit of a reach here at 8, but we here in Minnesota are big fans of Evans' game, and we will lock him down.
All right, good pick. All right, Buffalo Bills, 9th overall. Andrew, I hope your family's listening.
I hope they're listening.
They got a young quarterback, EJ Manuel. They got two running backs, CJ Spiller, Fred Jackson. They got Stevie Johnson. They got some receivers. They need a tackle. They need an offensive tackle to protect EJ Manuel. And the best tackle available right now is Taylor Lewan from Michigan. Big dude. Strong dude. I think he ran a good 40 time for his size. So he's, you know, in good shape. I think he would be a good pick for the Bills right here. Just, you know, solidify that offense. Defensively, they're not a bad defensive team. Bird's probably gone.
Yeah, but looks like he is.
Yeah, so they might consider replacing him with another safety. I don't know. But I think an offensive tackle is where they would go, and I would take Taylor Lewan.
Yeah, I think you hit on a good point there that if the Bills aren't re-signing Jarius Bird, that would definitely be something that they would look into. And obviously, we'll know more closer to draft day and, you know, things change and all that. But that would just be something else that you would consider in that spot. But you can't argue with upgrading the offensive line ever,
right,
especially with a younger quarterback. So,
All right. So, the Lions.
Yeah.
We are on the clock. I'm going to be honest, I would, if I was in charge of the Lions, I would fire myself and then get somebody else to take over for this pick. But here I am, and apparently no one is coming to save me, so I will be making this pick. I'm sorry, Lions fans. What I want to do is I want to shore up another throwing option for Matty Stafford, since he is literally always throwing to Calvin Johnson, which is great, but I'd like a second option to make things a little easier so he doesn't have to home in on his target. It would be really nice to have Mike Evans around still, but that is not the case. Also, Sammy Watkins would have been great, although he clearly wasn't going to make it this far.
Yeah, I had Evans going to the Lions in mind. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so what I've done is I've gone down and tried to find myself the next best available receiver, which might be a little bit of a reach, but I'm going to go with Marquise Lee from USC. He's a junior, and hopefully he'll just shore us up and eventually break his way into be a excellent wide receiver for us at number 10.
Yeah, I like Lee. I had him going to the Rams with their next pick at 13. So I had him as a pretty high pick.
Yeah.
I like him as the third best receiver in this draft. So I think that's a good pick. And I think the Lions do want a receiver because they need someone on the other side of Calvin.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that. All right. Tennessee Titans at 11. Kevin.
Tennessee Titans. Interesting little team here. All right. Where's my boy? Uh-oh. Okay. You got Chris Johnson back there. All right. Interesting. You got Kendall Wright, who actually proved himself, improved as the year went on, at one wide receiver spot. Outside of that, not a whole lot going on that offense. Kenny Britt had his problems. Nate Washington actually had a decent year. So, what I want to do, where did my guy go? Here he is. Okay. We're going receiver again. The run continues.
Wow.
The run continues. So we need playmakers on this offense. And Odell Beckham Jr. is my guy here from LSU. Had a great combine.
ran a 4.43 in the 40. Brings excellent speed and another playmaker. Great compliment for Chris Johnson in the backfield. I think Kendall Wright's a very good possession receiver. You know, you send a guy like Beckham deep, and you got Kendall Wright working underneath. I think it's a nice little combo. And, you know, Tennessee, another team that could use help in a lot of different positions. But, yeah, we're turning it over to the vertical threat, Odell Beckham Jr.
All right, so another receiver goes to the Tennessee Titans. All right, that gives me the Giants. And I there's a guy I have on my draft board right now who I would have as the best available player, but it's not a need that they have right now, so I'm going to pass on him.
Mm-hmm.
They need a cornerback. They got torched this year.
Yeah.
So the best, and no cornerbacks have gone yet, so they're going to go with the best corner out there, and to me that's Darquez Dennard from Michigan State. That Michigan State defense was one of the best in the country, large part because of him. Shutdown corner, playmaker, be a great fit for the Giants. Darquez Dennard, Michigan State to the Giants.
Darquez. You'll love to see that.
So, for his second pick, GM Kevin Lee was fired from the St. Louis Rams. And Andrew gets to take over now because they were like, anybody who thinks Sam Bradford is the franchise has got to go. New management.
Fair enough.
So,
stand by my pick.
Once again, they picked a horrible person to take over. But what I think that we are looking for is either a safety or a cornerback. And since you just took the... probably the best available cornerback that I think is at least first round worthy. We're looking at. I think we're going to go with the safety instead of reaching for a cornerback that we don't really think is that great. And we're going to go with Calvin Pryor from Louisville to shore up our safeties who are basically non-existent last year.
Yeah, that's the guy I want the Eagles to take.
Mm-hmm.
So you have him going earlier than I would in my mock draft.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be a good player. Him and HaHa Clinton Dix, they're the top safeties.
I was between those two.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
Duh, Bears.
Funny you should mention Mr. Dix, Mr. Clinton Dix here. I'm going to Chicago. I think the Bears are pretty well. They could use an offensive lineman here. I did consider that. Jay Cutler is one of these quarterbacks that gets just beat on consistently. But their offense outside of that, pretty strong. Matt Forte. You got Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey, who had a fantastic year. Martellus Bennett, I think, was a good fit in that offense as well. So... got a lot of solid pieces on offense, but at the same time, the defense, not what it once was, and I'm moving to sort of shore up the back end here by drafting HaHa Clinton Dix from Bama.
All right, so the two safeties, probably the only two safeties going in the first round, I could be wrong, but they go 13 and 14 to the Rams and the Bears in our mock draft. All right, that gives me number 15, Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, this guy who's at the top of my draft board is still there, but he doesn't fill a need for the Steelers. So I'm going to pass on him again. Eventually he will go, but I'll see if you guys take him. But so the Steelers, I have them going defense, and I have them going on the defensive line, the defensive tackle, and Timmy Jernigan from Florida State, national championship team, strong defensive player. Solidify that Steelers defense. Bring back the Steel Curtain.
The Steel
Pittsburgh,
Curtain.
They could be a playoff team next year. They almost made it this year. I think they're aging. Their window's closing.
That's so one of those teams where they, you know, they have to. They're going to start slow. More than likely, that's just the kind of team they are. But they got to turn it on in the second half of the season.
Yeah. So Jernigan, I like him a lot. Defensive tackle, Florida State, going to Pittsburgh.
All right.
Excellent.
So that leaves me with the Cowboys pick, correct?
Correct.
All right. So I want for my pick, I want to bring a kind of another playmaker in. I'm not worried about the offensive end. I think Tony Romo is Tony Romo, and we're going to deal with whatever we have to deal with him, but we're running with it. I want to take a look at our defense, maybe shore it up, get some more possessions for my man right there. So I'm going to go with cornerback Justin Gilbert from Oklahoma State. He's a senior, good playmaker.
Yeah, he his 40 time was incredible. Yeah. I forget what it was. It was one of the best of anyone who ran it.
Just a very athletic guy that we can hopefully get out there and make some plays for us on the defensive end.
Yeah, that's a good pick. He's going to be a good player. Mm-hmm. I like him a lot.
All right, good stuff. Down to Bodymore Myrtleland, and the Ravens are up next.
Yeah.
The Ravens definitely could use a receiver. Okay, but none at this point are really tickling our fancy here in the war room. So what we're going to do is make a classic Ravens pick. You know what I'm saying? And get an edge rusher. So for that, we're going to turn to Auburn, and we're going to grab D. Ford, defensive end. Can rush the edge with, you know, he's got a lot of speed coming around the outside, and I just think it's just a classic Ravens first-round pick.
All right, D. Ford. All right, we're gonna speed this up. We're at pick 18, the New York Jets. So we're gonna kind of just go pick. Finish this up. All right, New York Jets. This is the guy I've been wanting to take. I'm gonna finally take him. Outside linebacker from University of Buffalo, Khalil Mack.
Nice pick.
I think he's gonna go top 10.
Yeah.
He just. From everything I've you know, I haven't watched a Buffalo game, but from everything I've heard, this guy is the real deal and top five talent. And the fact that he has fallen to the Jets at 18, the Jets defense with him would be great. I think, you know, if they don't go with him, they'd probably go with the tight end. So Khalil Mack, outside linebacker, Buffalo.
All right. And we, as the Dolphins...
Dolphins at 19.
We're looking offensive, anything on the offensive line to kind of protect our boy. What am I doing right now? Ryan Tannehill, thank you. So Ryan Tannehill needs a little protection. We're looking at who we have at the top of our board to kind of protect, and that is Taylor Lewin from
Taken.
Who took Taylor? Kinda,
I took him at number 9 with the Bills.
All right. Oh, okay. Shout out to the Bills for getting that one then. throws a little monkey wrench in my thing then.
Cooked.
Did we take... Did Anthony Barr get taken yet?
No.
All right. So we will go with that from UCLA.
All right, nicely done.
Offensive linebacker.
Yeah, outside linebacker.
Senior. Yeah.
You said offensive linebacker? Or
I said outside linebacker. All
right. I didn't hear you.
So he's going to be our take at 20 or 19. Sorry.
Nice job.
Arizona Cardinals, number 20. Kevin.
Cardinals are up, and we are going with Coney Ealy, DN Missouri. Johnny Abraham, not getting any younger. Need that replacement. Next.
Good pick.
Green Bay Packers.
I had Coney Ealy in my mock draft. Going there. All right. Packers.
Hey, all right.
They need... I'm going to give them a middle linebacker, Alabama, C.J. Mosley. Yeah, okay. They run that 3-4, put him in there. Mosley, Matthews, Hawk, good linebacking group.
Okay.
C.J. Mosley, Bama.
All right.
I get the elusive...
That Eagles pick.
Eagles up. Pick. So don't kill me if you hate it. But
I will.
I am going to get us a cornerback... Since we have no safety left to grab at this point. And the best I got is Bradley Roby. I don't know how his last name is pronounced, but from Ohio State, a junior. You know, we could have hoped for better. Hope, you know, haha, Dix could have fell to us, but
nope, what are you gonna do? Not today.
Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs, all forever laughing at the Chiefs. Let's see, what do we want here? The Chiefs are a very solid team. We're going to give them another offensive weapon, receiver. Alex Smith, we're going to go Brandon Cooks from O State, Oregon State. Yet another receiver for you, boy. You know, that offense could always use a little more dynamicness about it. And hopefully Cooks can add that in the back end of the first round here.
All right, 24th, Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to give them a cornerback. They got a strong defense, strong offense. Good, big on the Bengals, so give them another corner. Get that pass defense better. Jason Verrett, TCU. All right.
Nice. I am going to stick with the cornerback game, and I'm going to take Kyle Fuller from Virginia Tech. Senior. And
that's to the San Diego Chargers at 25th.
Yes.
All right, Kevin, you have the Browns' second pick. First pick, we had the Browns taking Teddy Bridgewater with their first pick. So they have a quarterback.
Ah, I've been fired.
Yeah.
You have.
We switched.
Jeez, let's see. So they got the quarterback, and they got Big Joe Thomas still
thank
over
God
there.
Thank God I got that St. Louis job, you know what I'm saying? Thank goodness.
Oh, good for you, man. I'm happy
and
for you.
You with the Browns. Yeah. I'll take that switch every day.
No, you know what? So would I. Okay. I'm gonna go Kyle Fuller, corner out of Virginia Tech, get somebody
he
across.
Literally just taken.
Yeah, I just taken?
Just took him. Yep. Sorry.
I'm not even listening. I'm drowning over here, guys. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you. All right. Well, given that, let's see who's okay. I'm taking Cyrus K.
Cyrus K.
Tackle from Alabama. Oh, God.
Cyrus Kwanjo?
Yeah, obviously.
Is that K-U-O-N-D-J-I-O?
Yes, I think so.
Right, so they're building that offensive line. All right, Saints. Going to give them a defensive tackle. I think they just go best available. Aaron Donald, Pittsburgh.
All right. So I got the Panthers, who I think we're looking to shore up our wide receiver core. And the best we got is Kelvin Benjamin from Florida State, a little sophomore.
You'll love to see that. Okay. Let's see who we got next. The
Patriots. You better take
New
my
England
boy.
Patriots. Let's see. His name is Eric Ebron, and he goes to North Carolina, and he is a tight end, and we want him, and because we don't have Aaron Hernandez, and because we can turn anyone into a great tight end.
All right,
absolutely.
49ers are next. I'll give the 49ers this is tough. All right, they're going to go defensive tackle Lewis Nix, Notre Dame.
All right. Very nice.
All right. So I, as the Broncos, I'm looking anything defense-wise because clearly we can't win Super Bowls without that. I'm going to go with a defensive tackle, Rashid Hagman from Minnesota.
All right.
All right, last pick.
Last pick.
Finally, thank God.
Seattle Seahawks.
We made it. Sorry.
Yikes. Russell Wilson always seems like he's scrambling around back there. We're going to upgrade the O-line with an offensive guard to
big
play.
Big mistake.
Big mistake. Oh, my God. David Yankee. Stanford. He's an OG. Offensive guard.
Oh, man. My boy Jay Samaro does not get picked in the first round. All right, so our mock draft will be posted on our Facebook page when we're on break. So we're going on break. When we get back, baseball? we'll figure that out over these next few songs.
Or seven.
My favorites.
This is Hall Kill Sports, Radio 1851. You're